In today's Monday morning wake-up call, our guest says there is a long line of harmful drugs and medical devices that have been and continue to be sold to unsuspecting women. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 7 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Monday, April 14th. Every Monday at this time, we talk with a guest who wants to issue a wake-up call on an issue that you may not know much about. It could be a health warning or a safety alert or a public policy issue that isn't receiving a lot of attention. This week, we follow up on an email from the Wisconsin Association for Justice, which was issuing an alert to women about harmful drugs and medical devices. Our guest is Ann Jacobs, president-elect of the Wisconsin Association for Justice and founder of the Jacobs Injury Law SC. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks a lot for being with us. So, why did you issue a newsletter talking about the drugs and medical devices that are out on the market that could be harmful to women?
Well, a lot of women don't recognize the fact that the medications and drugs and devices that are marketed specifically towards women have a long history of being under-tested and causing actual and direct harm to women. I think that there's a recognition that things happened in the past. We've all heard the warnings of thalidomide and things like that, but I think they're seen as ancient history. And unfortunately, these things really are current modern history. There are drugs and devices on the market right now that are injuring women, and we're not doing a good job of letting people know what those risks are and helping them understand that maybe that's not the best choice for them.
Can you give us an example of a drug or a medical device that is hurting women today?
Sure. One of the current drugs that is under a lot of litigation right now is the NuvaRing product, which is a birth control device that's a small plastic ring that's infused with hormones for birth control purposes that women put in once a month. Unfortunately, that device has shown a increased use or risk of blood clots to otherwise healthy women who shouldn't be at risk for blood clots. And there's devices that are currently being used for to create tube tying, essentially. You put a small coil into the fallopian tube, and that's supposed to scar over, and then you don't need to have invasive surgery to no longer have children. That device, those little coils, have discovered that they worm their way out into the abdominal cavity and can start hurting people. So these devices are still out there. And women, I think, are unfortunately either unaware or the safety message is lost in the advertisements that are put out there by the different drug companies, and it's sort of hard to find the real information.
Yeah. So how did these drugs or devices make it to market if they're so harmful?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The things that we know about women and women's drugs and women's products is that when tested, there's been a frightening history of the warnings that come up during researching being ignored or filed in the circular file or things like that. I recall that, you know, maybe about 20, 25 years ago, there were the IUD cases where the intrauterine devices that were used for birth control were causing terrific harm to women. And when they went in and did the litigation, they discovered that the companies were well aware of some of the risks of these particular devices. And just to make clear, IUDs are a terrific form of birth control. These were specific devices that were manufactured in particular ways that caused harm. But they were very lucrative devices, and so the company didn't want to change the devices to accommodate those risks and instead left the risky products on the market.
Yeah. So is it why women and not men? Is this not a problem for, you know, medical devices or drugs specifically for men?
That's a great question, and I don't think there's ever been a clear-cut explanation of why the products that are so geared towards women are so tremendously harmful on a consistent basis, or at least risky. And I think some of it has to do with the fact that what was at one point medicalized or treated as a disease may in fact be a normal part of women aging. Here's an example, hormone replacement therapy. It was seen as providing women with the fountain of youth for the minute they hit menopause, because menopause, they had all these horrible terms for menopause that, you know, was the castration of women, and that they were going to grow old and shrivel up. And so therefore, they were treating something that is in fact a normal part of aging. And so we saw these hormone replacement therapies being used. It was the fifth largest drug in the nation at one point. Now we know it actually hurts women.
We might have to do another segment on this, but is there, very briefly, we're almost out of time, a list that women can reference?
Go to the American Association for Justice, and they have a terrific a number of different resources out there to sort of look up the different drugs and devices that are out there. And always when you're dealing with anything relating to reproductive devices and drugs, that's a really good time to go take a look, look it up, go to resources like the American Association for Justice, and they'll put you on the right path.
Will do. Thanks very much for being with us. This is the Ideas Network.